From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to Jazz on a Hill, Comedians on a Honeymoon, and someone fantastic in Oakland. David Wiegand is Mr. Fantastic, which makes me, by the way, the Human Torch.
It makes me sound like a household cleaner, you know?
Well, that too, right. No, it's Mr. Clean, I think.
I know.
Anyway, let's start with music from a blues harp master. That's Charlie Musselwhite, and he's a headliner for Jazz on the Hill. This is the annual free music fest at the College of San Mateo, one of two jazz fests this weekend.
That's right, and Charlie Musselwhite, I love listening to him. It's like listening to a human voice. You know, I mean, what he does with the blues harp is just something. I mean, you're hearing a singer almost. You know, it's he really is that sublime. Some other people on the bill for Jazz on the Hill include Etienne Charles, Creole Soul, Grace Kelly, and Clarence Wade. It's a wonderful, wonderful event that happens every year, and it's free, so by all means, don't miss it.
And then there's the Healdsburg Jazz Festival running tonight through June 12th. And one show of note, Fred Hirsch and Anat Cohen. Fred Hirsch plays wonderful piano, Anat Cohen on the clarinet. They're performing on June 11th. And get on it. A lot of the shows at the Healdsburg Jazz Festival are going fast. And two more festivals now, both dance. The San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival. I think this has been on our show, on the Do List, every year since we've been on the air in 2008 because it's just so good.
Yeah, you know, it never gets old. It's such a hallmark of the city. But I think particularly at this time, given what's happening in our world, that, you know, it's a reminder that it's not just performance of all these different ethnicities, but a reminder that the Bay Area really is made up of so many different ethnic groups.
Right, and these represent communities.
They do. These are communities. And so that's one of the reasons why this is such an incredible festival. But really, the art is incredible.
Yeah, that's the San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival with 32 dance companies at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco through June 19th. And then ODC opens its fifth Walking Distance Dance Festival tonight with a focus on identity.
That's right. And one of the cool things about the Walking Dance Festival, and the reason it has its name, is because you can walk between two different venues so that it is twice as much fun. There's a lot of really great performances you can see, including Nale Hulu, Christopher K. Morgan, Kim Epifano. I love her work very much. Dance Brigade, a whole lot more. It's a great sort of early summer celebration of dance.
ODC's fifth annual Walking Distance Dance Festival opens tonight. Something funky now with Feeling. So talk to me. Tell me you're on the right line. Stop. Do it this time with Feeling. That's Simonde. They're back on the road. This is a British Caribbean funk band. It was huge in the 70s and the 80s, and they put out a studio album last year, which was their first in 40 years. I don't think they've lost their touch, though.
No, not from what I can tell. I think it's really great. It's wonderful music. I was listening to a whole lot of it over the last couple of days, you know, they do have a lot of Curtis Mayfield, and there are a lot of, you know, different influences you can feel. But it's still, you know, they have their own sound, and it's so authentic. I mean, it really is a wonderful blend of different cultures.
Simonde plays the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco on Sunday. And I didn't know that comedians Natasha Leggero and the Bay Area's own Moshe Kasher were married, but they're playing comedy clubs on what they're calling their honeymoon tour. So I guess they go around the country and stay in nice hotels and insult people.
Well, I thought they were staying in a trailer somewhere. That's what I thought.
Oh, you know. No, right. They're staying in a scamp.
They are.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. But who knows? You know, they might. They're very honest. I actually know them individually and together from the old Chelsea Handler, Chelsea Lately show. And it was while they were doing that they, you know, started dating. Each one is an incredible comic, and together it's got to be comedy dynamite.
Yeah, this is like George Burns and Gracie Allen with bad words, I think. So Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher play the New Parish in Oakland on Saturday, and they're at Matthews Hall in Santa Cruz on Tuesday. New music now from a man worried about the last days of Oakland.
I try to hide in the hole. There's a hole in my head. I broke clean off feathers. Now she's sick in my bed. There's a bird at my funeral. She's singing out loud. How the tears on the pillow won't heal her scars. So it came to me. I live dangerous.
That's fantastic, Negrito, from his new album, The Last Days of Oakland. And I don't think he's been spoiled at all by all the success he's been having since winning the NPR's Tiny Desk Concert last year. This new album is about how he worries about gentrification driving African-Americans and artists like himself out of Oakland.
That era of the Bay Area and Oakland that I grew up with, that's over. There's something new now, and I look at it as an opportunity for us all to collectively get together and make some sense out of it. So when I say the last days of Oakland, I mean it in a very hopeful way.
This guy's been working so hard. I mean, I don't think he has any time to sort of get spoiled, but he just came back from touring in Europe with Chris Cornell, and he's going to be doing the Outside Lands Festival. He just got through doing Bottle Rock.
Fantastic Negrito will do a full set tonight at 23rd and Telegraph in Oakland as part of First Friday. And it's a good weekend to hit some galleries in Oakland. First Friday, after all, started as an artists and galleries event. It's East Bay Open Studios this weekend and next, with details available at Pro Arts in Oakland. And a quick shout out now for the Sub-Zero Street Fest, part of South First Friday's art series in San Jose's SoFA District, featuring another band we love, Becom Honcho, is playing there tonight. And that's free.
Also, I wanted to mention that the very, very hot duo Tegan and Sarah will do a free Tumblr IRL in real life concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Folsom Street Foundry.
Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We've posted lots of videos and links to all the shows we talked about on the Do List, which lives on the fabulous KQED Arts page at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker, and you can follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.